USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are looking to subpoena the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, but Democrats who run the committee are likely to reject their request. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he believes the whistleblower should have to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The anonymous whistleblower filed a formal complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. It is worth noting the whistleblower was not on the call and did not hear it firsthand. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says they're aware of alleged war crimes that took place in Syria.
What we've done and will continue to do, and the secretary's raised this issue with his counterpart, is reaching out to the Turks. We provide them with information that we have about what we believe is taking place.
Hoffman says the Pentagon is providing information to the Turks about the violations. The Kurds are accusing Turkish forces of committing war crimes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.